Good afternoon. I'm Jaden, a second-year student in the radio training program here at Baton Rouge Magnet High School. Today, I'm showcasing the legendary and Grammy Award-winning group Earth, Wind & Fire. Most of you listening may have grown up hearing their hit records, or you may be hearing about them for the first time. Well, the mastermind behind forming this historic group is Maurice White. Maurice had a diverse musical upbringing as the grandson of a honky-tonk New Orleans pianist, Arnold Adams. Maurice was born on December 19, 1941 in Memphis, Tennessee, and moved to Chicago at a young age. When he was 18, he enrolled in the Chicago Conservatory of Music as a percussion scholar. After graduating, Maurice White would take every opportunity to hone his musical talent. Right after graduating, Maurice White became a session drummer at Chess Records and played for a number of artists, including Etta James and Muddy Waters. He went on to join a popular jazz group, the Ramsey Lewis Trio, where he learned how to play the kalimba, an African thumb piano featured on many of the Earth, Wind & Fire hits. By 1969, he left the Ramsey Lewis Trio to pursue his own performing dreams, creating the band Salty Peppers with Don Whitehead and Wade Flemons. Cherry Scott would soon join the trio, forming the first version of Earth, Wind & Fire. In 1975, the band released their only number one single, Shining Star. The success of Earth, Wind & Fire's song Shining Star earned the group a Grammy nomination. The group decided not to attend the award ceremony at the time in protest of the Academy's refusal to televise African Americans receiving Grammy Awards. Maurice White and the group decided to just focus on their music instead of the awards, which helped pave the way for 11 consecutive gold albums like Gratitude from 1975 and The Best of Earth, Wind & Fire Volume 1, released in 1978. The achievements made wouldn't have happened without the members. The group gained more members over the years, including Maurice's brothers Verdeen and Fred White, along with many more. The group became the biggest black rock and roll band in the world. In 1995, Maurice White was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and stopped touring with Earth, Wind & Fire, but he still helped out as an executive for the band. The group remained with Verdeen White, Philip Bailey, and Ralph Johnson. In 2000, Earth, Wind & Fire was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2016, the group was honored with the Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement. Although they won numerous awards with their dedication and hard work, their successes wouldn't have happened without Maurice White. Maurice White died on February 4th, 2016, after his long battle with Parkinson's disease. Maurice and the rest of Earth, Wind & Fire were able to advocate for positivity by blending many genres of music, including jazz and soul, and brought all walks of life together. Earth, Wind & Fire still performs today with its core members Verdeen White, Philip Bailey, and Ralph Johnson. I'm Jaden, and that's my buffet on Earth, Wind & Fire. Thanks for listening.